Midday News, I'm Corey Myers. An Arctic blast hanging around the Midwest this weekend has the potential to be the coldest weather since December. Highs will be 25 to 40 degrees below average today and tomorrow for much of the central and northern plains and Midwest, with temps being in the teens and single digits during the day. At night, lows will drop below zero for more than 20 million people across parts of 15 states from Idaho to Michigan. The coldest morning will be Monday, as actual temperatures drop into the negative teens and 20s. Memphis police have released video from a January 7th traffic stop that led to the death of 29-year-old Tyree Nichols and the firing of five Memphis police officers now facing numerous charges, including murder. And just hours after the department released those videos, Shelby County Sheriff Floyd Bonner Jr. announced that he was relieving two deputies of duty and launching an internal investigation of his own.
Two Shelby County deputies are relieved of duty pending an investigation. The announcement came after videos were released to the public from various angles on Friday.
Give me your hand.
Shelby County Sheriff Floyd Bonner Jr. said he's launching an investigation into whether the deputies violated police policy. Five Memphis police officers who faced charges including second-degree murder were previously fired from the department. I'm Jerry Barmash.
Prince Andrew no longer has private quarters within Buckingham Palace. Andrew's older brother, King Charles, removed his access from the London-based palace years after he officially stepped down from his royal duties amid scrutiny over his past association with convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. This is USA News.
America's longest-running morning radio magazine.
You will like this program if you are new to it. There's something for everybody to like about the Good Day program, if I do say so myself. And Doug Stephanie, who else is going to say it if I don't? I guess. Right? Let's hear it for Doug. Yay! Jay Kirshner. The Doug Stephan Good Day Download with Doug and Jay Kirshner.
The longest-running radio morning magazine is on usapodcasting.com. The Good Day Download.
People ask me often, what am I doing while I'm doing the program? I don't understand where that the question, it would seem to have an obvious answer. I'm doing the program while I'm doing the program. Well, yeah, but what else do you do? Well, if you must know, I'm having cucumbers for breakfast today.
Subscribe to the Good Day Download now at usapodcasting.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The NBA All-Star lineup has been announced. Julio Flores has more.
The NBA is releasing the starters for this year's All-Star game. LeBron James is the team captain for the Western Conference and has tied Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for the most All-Star appearances in league history with 19. James was voted in alongside Nikola Jokic, Zion Williamson, Luka Doncic, and Steph Curry. The team captain for the Eastern Conference is Giannis Antetokounmpo, who received the most fan votes among the East starters. Antetokounmpo was joined by Kevin Durant, Jason Tatum, Kyrie Irving, and Donovan Mitchell. The All-Star game is slated for February 19th. I'm Julio Flores.
Former UFC champion Conor McGregor said in a social media post yesterday that he was struck by a car while cycling. Got a bang of a car just now from behind, a sun trap, the driver couldn't see me, he wrote on his Instagram. McGregor showed a video of the aftermath and said he could have been dead. And let's face it, if you're going to hit someone on a bike, the least you can do is give them a ride home, which the driver of the car that hit McGregor did. Havasu Falls, one of the most amazing features of the Grand Canyon area, will be reopening to visitors after a three-year closure caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. The reopening is scheduled for February 1st. However, access will be limited initially to just small groups. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.